Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFORadio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by John, and John had a very interesting run-in while he was out kayaking. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me.
It's cool to have you on, John. Your encounter is a very, very rare encounter on the show, but I don't want to steal the fire from you. Are you able to tell us what happened on this very interesting day?
Yep. Well, it was actually it was Boxing Day. Last Boxing Day passed, I went out for a fish early in the morning and, yeah, jumped in like every other day and was fishing along for probably 10 minutes and I heard a branch snap off to my left as I was going along and thought nothing of it. And as I started paddling off, I noticed that every time I took a stroke of my paddle with my kayak, it whatever this thing was, it was actually taking a stride to each paddle I was taking. And I thought it was a bit odd, and I sort of stopped for a bit, and the sound stopped in the bush too, and I thought, that's a bit odd. And so I took off paddling again, and sure enough, as soon as I started to paddle, every stroke, this thing would take a step. I could stroke twice and it'd take two steps. I'd do four strokes in a row and it would take four steps, and every time I stopped, this thing was stopping. So whatever it was following me. It wasn't just a coincidence or anything, and it was more of a stalk. And what I noticed too, the just the sound of it in the bush, it was a lot bigger than any native animal we've got. I've worked with racehorses for 10 years and I know what a big mammal sounds like going through the bush or the sand or anything like that. And like a good thing to do with a crazy horse is you take it out in the bush and let it get around the kangaroos and anything like that. It would sort of spook it and you can actually sort them out. So I've dealt with horses out in the bush, so I know what it sounded like. And this thing, whatever it was big. And where I was, it couldn't have possibly been a horse or a cow or anything like that. And yeah, after probably 15, 20 minutes of paddling and fishing along like nothing was going on, I just thought I'd just keep going and see what happens. That whatever it was still following me. And off to the left, I just sort of, I seen something black in the part of the bush that I'd always sort of stopped to have a fish at. And I thought, that's a bit odd. And didn't know what it was, so I pulled my phone out and zoomed in a bit and took a few photos and just took off fishing again. And thought nothing of it, because after that I never heard it follow me or even heard a noise of it taking off. And once I got probably 500 metres down the river, I stopped for a bit and thought I had a smoke and a drink, and thought I'd have a look at the photos. And when I zoomed in, the creature, I actually got it in the photo. And and what I think it is, I've spoke to a few people and I reckon it's a dog man. And yeah.
And I've seen this image, and what I'll do is I'll also include it in the show notes for anyone listening to this episode. If you just click that and you'll get taken to the website, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
It's very, very compelling about the creature that you're talking about, because you can definitely see this kind of pointed ears and a very like a long snouted nose on this creature.
Yeah. Yeah, you can even like see its eyebrow ridge, and I just thought that's so weird. Like I've heard stuff in America on Dogman and stuff like that, and I sort of laughed. I thought it was a bit of a joke or a bit of a take off of Bigfoot, people just being silly and stuff. And I've seen a lot of the stuff on the internet, and that there's a photo of a Dogman from 500 meters away, and it might be a bush, and you can see an ear sticking out, and or a nose or an eye, and people are saying that's Dogman. I've never actually seen anything like what I got, and I've shown a few people, and they've even said like they've never seen a photo like that before.
Yeah, it is a very, very fascinating and interesting piece of, I guess, photographic evidence that you've captured here, and you've actually captured quite a few, I guess, different frames of it. And
yeah,
it actually, you can see that it's different in each of these different frames as well. So it's not just like, oh, that was a tree or something like that, because the tree wouldn't move or anything like that. So what you've captured here is, I think it's a really, really interesting capture. And to go along with everything that you were hearing while you were paddling down this creek, it really does add a lot of credence to the evidence that you've recorded.
Yeah, exactly. Like the main thing I thought was like the whatever it was, I didn't know what it was until I seen the photos. It was stalking me. It wasn't just sort of cruising along and having a look. Like I've run into kangaroos, I've run into foxes, even wild pigs down the river fishing, and any animal that we've got, they'll either see and stop and watch until you're out of the way, or as soon as they get sight of you, they take off. They don't want to know what you're doing. And this thing, it was persistent and it followed me. It would have been a kilometre down the river. It wasn't just it followed me for a little bit. Like it followed me a fair way. And like this was, by the time like I took the photos, I reckon it was about 7:30 in the morning. So it wasn't like it was nighttime or anything. This was out in the daylight. And yeah, that's the scariest part about it, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree with you, because this thing, it's obviously showing that it's not intimidated by you. It's not it's not worried. Like there's absolutely no care in the world done by this creature for the fact that it's kind of just essentially standing there in the bush, practically half showing itself to you. Like that's something that doesn't fear anything, really.
Yeah, it was like, I'm actually pretty glad that I couldn't see it properly with my eyes. I just sort of seen the black out to the left, because I reckon if I seen that, like over the years I've had anxiety and stuff like that growing up, as a lot of people do, and I reckon I would have had a full-blown panic attack. And you freak out in a situation like that, bad stuff usually happens. So
yeah, it's one of those situations that if you start freaking out, it kind of, you never know, it may have engaged in a you know, a predatory chase or something like that. Because you hear that with a lot of wild animals, that if you have these extreme reactions, it just kind of really kicks into those primal, I guess, reactions that animals have. And mate, to be on the opposite end of that with a dog man of all things, that would have been a bad day, to put it to put it lightly.
Yeah, exactly. And like the scariest part is, I estimated it'd be about 6 foot or 7 foot tall because of the way it was standing in the bush, and I thought the way the actual bank went. And, like, after that, I couldn't go back to the area to check it out or anything by myself. Like, it was, I was petrified. Like, for probably a month after it, I was waking up in the middle of the night seeing the creature and stuff in my dreams. And, like, it was like PTSD. Like, it freaked me out. And a couple of my mates, Attila Caldy and Dan, Yowie Dan, they did the documentary Track Search for the Australian Bigfoot. And I knew them guys. I knew Yowie Dan. I hadn't met Attila before. And I'd talked to him a few times over the years because I've had a few encounters with Yowie's. And he's sort of my go-to guy. Pick his brain all the time, and I showed him the photos and told him what happened, and he said he'd come out with Attila and they sort of have a look around, and because they know what they're doing, they know what to look for and stuff like that, and they've got photos of stuff before and videos and that, so they know how to sort of show that it's not a fake and or it's not pareidolia or it's not a stump. So they went out with me, and when we went out, that yeah, I thought it was about 6 or 7 foot, and we got out and had a look in that, and it was a lot bigger than that too. Like, it was massive.
How big do you think it would have been after you went back out there?
It's hard to say. Like it was like a lot bigger than 7 foot. Like, and I, because the way I thought the bank was and stuff like that, it wasn't actually like that. It was just bush. It was sort of like a viney sort of area. And it looked like it was sort of going up a hill. Where it was standing, it was actually flat ground. And yeah, no, it was a lot bigger than 7 foot.
That would have sent an absolute chill down your spine.
Yeah. I thought it would be good that we'd go back and have a look, and it might actually relax me a bit about it. And it actually sort of went the other way. I thought, wow, this thing's real. And there was nothing else there that it could have possibly been. Like, we got a couple of comparison photos and that, and there's no pareidolia or a stump or anything there. Like, there's no way in hell it could have been anything else other than what I got in the photo. And that sort of, yeah, it took me probably a few days after we went back there to sort of relax a bit and that, because that's when it really hit me that I'd actually got something.
Yeah, and when you're out there on your own, it's really easy for your mind to just play tricks on you, because the Australian bush, it's a really funny place, and when you're out there on your own, I reckon it can play some absolute tricks on your mind as well. And to have, you know, someone as credible as Attila out there with you to say, no mate, what you saw, you definitely saw that, because I don't know if you know this, but Attila's actually had a history with those types of creatures before. So, and one of those was even a personal experience that he had with his family. So for yeah, someone to go along with you, you really probably couldn't have had the best company. And, you know, Yowie Dan's always a top bloke to have around as well, because like yeah, you said, he's, you know, almost an encyclopedia on Yowie's. You know, they wouldn't call him Yowie Dan if that wasn't the case. So
yeah, exactly.
It's
that's I didn't know any of that about Attila either, and he sort of explained it all sort of on the way to the area where it was, because we all went out and had a look and that, but once we sort of went there and had a look around and just realized it's something else, like something was definitely there, and that's when he told me about his personal experience and that, and that's when I went, wow. Like, I've only ever seen stuff on the internet and YouTube, and it's hard to believe some things on YouTube. Like I said, I say, oh, I got a photo of this, and it's from 400 meters away on a, it looks like they've recorded it on a potato. Like, but if you know what I mean, like, you look at it and you go, how can you even justify saying that that could be possibly anything? But for them guys to come out and give me a hand, and like, so I couldn't appreciate it anymore. Like, it's crazy what these guys have done for me and helped me and taught me more stuff, and even simple stuff like using a camera. I've gone and bought a better camera now. Like, I got that on an S9 Samsung phone. Like, it wasn't like a fancy camera or even a GoPro. That was just on my phone, and since then, I've bought a good Sony camcorder and that to take with me just to get that extra sort of zoom if anything else happens again. And just simple stuff like that. The stuff Attila's taught me with setting the colours and stuff like that. Like, they're real good blokes. And they're, like I said, like you said, Yowie Dan's like an encyclopedia. Like, you can't, there's not many people in the world that would be better to go to about this sort of stuff.
I wanna pick your brain about this thing that you saw, because before we got on the air, we've been conversing a little while about this, and one of the things that I think that you've kind of omitted from the story so far is the fact that you know, this thing may have been following you for a while, maybe a couple of weeks, because you actually captured some pretty interesting vocals on a previous fishing trip on that same creek. Is that correct? And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Yeah, that's correct. It was it was a little bit up from where I went and I got the photos, but yeah, I went to a spot I hadn't been to and took a lot of probably half an hour to get into the water, and I had a lot of odd stuff happen that morning. I don't know if you want me to go into that or.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just like simple stuff, like got up in the morning and was on the way and realised I forgot my wallet, so I went back so I could buy a coffee on the way and got going again, and I got to the spot I was going to, and where all this area that I've been going to, it's one side of the river is a national park, so the gates are supposed to be locked till 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been going during the week and they weren't locking and stuff like that, and so I've gone back to going to this spot and got there and the gates were locked, and I went, oh, that's a bit weird, hang on, I'll go try out this new spot, I haven't been there before, I'll go have a look. And as I was going there, I drove in the gate and my Spotify sort of spazzed out and went to another song that I can't even find in my playlist. And it just had the wording is sort of along the lines of, you know, this is a bad idea. And I sort of had to chuckle and went, that's a bit weird. And anyway, I kept going, jumped out of the car and got all my stuff ready, went down to the water. It took me about half an hour getting down the hill and getting into the water and getting on, like, there's a bit of a rock bar in that there. You got to sort of hop in the kayak and drag your bum along until you get off the rock so you can start paddling. And yeah, I'd probably fishing for probably about 10 minutes there, and I'd cast a lure out and I'd bring a surface lure back, and I was having 4 or 5 fish at a time coming and hitting that at the same time. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if no one's been down there for probably 10, 15, even 20 years. Like, the slog that it was to get down there, like, the average person's not going to go through all that just to go for a little fish. So I thought, that's how good's this? Like, I found my own little, like, a little oasis. I got a little sneaky spot I can go and catch fish and have a bit of fun. And I got probably 10 minutes down the river, and off to me right, I heard a bit of a bang, and I went, oh, that's a bit odd. And then I could hear running, and as I could hear the running, oh, you could just hear something as it was running. It was just smashing trees out of the way. I don't know if they were breaking or they were just hitting them, like, where it was, like, you couldn't sort of see what the bush was like because it's so thick. Like, it could have been little branches that were snapping or just pushing big trees out of the way, but you could hear it smashing down the bush, and it sort of just stopped out of sight. I couldn't see it, and as this was happening, I've hooked onto another fish I was lining in. As I was getting out of the kayak, whatever this creature was, it just started roaring. And it was that loud, like I'd never heard anything like it in my life. Like once I got out, I sort of looked up some different sounds in the bush and even overseas and stuff, and I couldn't find anything that sounded like it. And it would roar, and every time it sort of, it'd roar and then it'd take a breath in, but then the breath in it was taking, it was actually louder than the roar it was doing. So it was weird. It was like its lung capacity was that big that the noise it was making just from inhaling all the air, I thought this thing's massive. And it just kept roaring and roaring, and I'm just trying not to freak out and take the hooks out of the fish. And as I chucked the fish in the water, this creature, it just went to another level, and it went 10 times louder, and it went crazy. So I don't know if it was interested in the fish, or maybe it didn't know what I was doing, and it sort of, I might have freaked it out by throwing the fish back in the water, and it just went crazy. And so I just sort of turned around and started paddling back towards where I got out, and sort of freaking out a little bit, and I could hear in my head something was telling me, go now or you'll die. And I spoke to a few people. I spoke to a tiller and that about it, and like I said, even to this day, like it wasn't my own voice, it wasn't my consciousness, it was like it was something else. And it sort of freaked me out a bit, and I was like, that doesn't sound right. So I just kept going, and after talking to a tiller and that, and I've got Aboriginal heritage and that, and he said maybe it had something to do with that, like the ancestors might have been telling you to get going, or it could have actually been this creature that was actually telling you to get out, or it was going to get you. And yeah, so I paddled back. Then I had another, like the 10-minute paddle and then the half an hour back to the car. I thought that 10 minutes was probably the longest in my whole life. I thought I was going to be killed. I had no weapon, didn't even have a fishing knife on me. Had no phone service, nothing. And I thought, I'm gone here. So I just thought about me missus and the kids at home. They wouldn't even know because I was going to a different spot. And I changed my mind and went to this spot. And I was like, if something happens, they're not going to find me. They won't even know where to look. And that was, yeah, that was terrifying. I've probably never been so scared in my life.
That's a really, really scary position to be in. And when your mind goes to, you know, the fact that no one actually knows where you are, that just takes it up another level.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about the music and all that sort of stuff till I got back to the car. And as soon as I finally got back to the car, I just dragged all my stuff up the hill. I've probably done it in 15 minutes instead of the half an hour. Like, my adrenaline was just through the roof. And the first thing I did, I jumped in the car, set it all up, and I couldn't even move. I couldn't drive or anything. I just sat there. And the first thing I did was I got on the AYR and sent Yowie Dan a message and said, look, I've just had something run at me in the bush and roaring at me. What do you think it is? Anyway, yeah, when I got home, I had a look on my GoPro and it actually had it playing when this had happened, and I recorded the roars, but you can't really hear it as well. And sort of if I get someone that can do a bit with audio and that, they might be able to enhance it a bit more. And it was a bit hard. I sort of enhanced it a bit, and when you send a file to someone, it loses quality, so you can't hear it as well. But yeah, I've never heard anything like it in my life.
It's such an interesting encounter, because one of the things that you said there that really stands out for me is the fact that the creature that you encountered, the way it was roaring and breathing in, that the breathing in was louder than the roar, and that's really unique.
Yeah, and when I first heard it, like the first thing I thought was a lion, and then when I heard like the inhale, it was like when you hear a grizzly bear roar. Like, it was weird. I was like, it sounds like two different things, but it wasn't like it. And then I realized, and I heard it, and I went, that's its roar, and then that's the inhale. And yeah, and that's the only thing that come to me head. And then when I got back and I listened to a lion and a grizzly bear, and it didn't sound anything like this creature, and it freaked me out. Since then, I've heard something. It was on another podcast. I heard someone recorded a sound, and I actually heard it when I was driving and I had to pull up, because it actually made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It freaked me out. Like, I was like, that sounds like it, but this was in Iowa, like not Sydney. Like, it's a long distance. Like, couldn't sort of be the same creature, and that freaked me out. I sort of had to sit there a little bit after hearing that, and I thought, wow, this is, yeah, it's something. It's not a koala or a kangaroo. I'd have misidentified it. Like, this is a creature that's not supposed to be in our bush.
Did it ever occur to you that there was potentially two creatures there?
Nah, not really. Just the way it moved through the bush, like, and the roars, like, it basically, as soon as it stopped moving, it started to roar. And I could feel it in my chest, like, I don't reckon there could have possibly been more than one around. Maybe, like, you hear a lot of stories and someone might see a Bigfoot and they see it to the left. And then someone else looks over to the right and they'll see another two. And it's like the one on the left trying to get your attention so you don't see the other ones over to the right, like trying to confuse you a bit. And that's what I thought. Maybe it's something to do with that. Maybe this thing's come down because there might have been more around the corner I was about to actually see, and it was sort of trying to distract me. And it was the same with the photo. Like when I put the photo there, I thought maybe that's the same thing. Maybe this thing showed itself. So then I didn't see what else was around.
It's a situation that really makes you wonder what is out there, because how far away was this from your dog, your potential dogman encounter?
Like I was saying before, it's probably a 5-10 minute drive, but you're going a long way out of the way. Like if you were to just cut a, like as the crow flies, it's probably only about 4 or 5 kilometers. If you go by river, it's probably about 12 kilometers. Like that sounds like a long way, but as the crow flies through bush, like, how big this thing was and the way it was moving towards me in the bush, like that 4 kilometres, that's not going to take a long time for a creature like this to travel. Like that's like us just going out to get the mail. Like, yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of people, you know, potentially overlook when it comes to Yowies, is that, you know, these creatures are gigantic, and you think about how far you could travel in a day on foot. And, you know, I hear things where, you know, these things could travel 8-10 times as far as a human in a single day. So you just think of how quick these creatures move around.
Yeah, exactly. Like with my job, I do construction, and when I'm on the ground, not in the machines and that, like on an average day without even trying, like I could do, say, 30,000 steps, which works out to be about 20 Ks, and you're not even tired and you're not trying. That could be walking from the shed to a different part of the job site without even trying. If you had purpose and had to get somewhere, even a person, they could walk that many, like you walk double that if you had to in a day easily, let alone run. And a creature like this and the way it was roaring at me, like it's obviously got a large lung capacity and stuff. Like imagine how fast they could move or jump and stuff like that. Like it's a bit worrying, like where it is, like it's probably it's a stone's throw from hundreds of thousands of houses. Like it's on the outskirts of Sydney and stuff. This isn't 2 or 3 hours into the bush. Like this is at our doorstep.
It's kind of scary to think of how close this is happening to modern civilization these days.
Yeah, it's just like the last 2 or 3 years, like, so this happened like last Boxing Day, and the year before that, I had what I reckon was a Yowie charge me, like a bluff charge at another river system. Like, this was closer to my house. This was probably only 5-10 Ks from my house, and this other place is probably about half an hour drive. But yeah, I had an encounter with a Yowie, and it was in December as well. And at the start of December, I had some weird stuff happen in the morning fishing, and then this thing happened. It was within nearly a week. So I don't know if these creatures getting into summertime and that, they get a bit more active, or when this thing happened 2 years ago, it was when the big bushfires were going. Like we're in the middle of the biggest bushfires we've had in that long in New South Wales, and it's probably the closest fire I got to where this thing was probably 5 kilometres. So whether this thing's come out of the bushland that was on fire and moved there, or it's been there the whole time, like I have no idea. And same as this other creature I've got the photos of, who knows if it's been there all along or it's turned up, or you have that many boats and stuff like that over the years, every day coming into Sydney, like someone like that could jump on a boat from anywhere. Like, and I've heard stories of dogman getting in onto boats and shipping containers and stuff like that. Like, it's the scariest part. I haven't found anywhere in Australia with Aboriginal law or anything about a dog man, or even I haven't actually heard a dog man encounter in Australia. And that's what the scariest part was. I've never even heard it. I'd heard about it and thought it was a joke, and actually I've had encounters with it now, and it's terrifying. The people don't, especially like the people that don't have any idea about this or think it's all a load of crap and stuff, like this area, like anyone could go down there swimming or fishing or that and just go missing, and everyone put it out, they must have drowned. Like, no one's going to think, oh, it's a big dog-like humanoid, or however you explain a dog man. Like, no one's even going to think of that. They're not going to think to look in the bush or look for tracks. They're going to be searching the river for 2 or 3 days, dredging it or drag netting it and that, looking for a body, and people will go missing. You won't ever see them again.
It's really interesting, because dog man encounters, they happen in Australia, but they are so incredibly rare, because I've had maybe one other person come on the show to share a dogman encounter, and that was really more of a spiritual encounter. So it may not even have been a genuine flesh and blood type of creature. But I think these kind of encounters happen, but not a lot of people talk about it, because, I mean, you just have to look at the fear and the ridicule that Yowie, I guess, encounterees have. Because it's something that is just so far out of left field. To see a Yowie is one thing, but to say, look, I went and saw, and let's just put this in a real simple term that, you know, the general public would understand. I saw a werewolf. Like, how do you go out there and talk about that?
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I was just lucky that I knew Yowie Dan beforehand. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell my friends about this without talking to someone that's had encounters with other stuff. And I was lucky, I've had a few things happen over the years with Yowies, and I've seen lights in the sky that weren't anything that we have, like, and I've had that sort of stuff over the years, and I've sort of spoke to a few people, but yeah, come back, like, if I didn't have Yowie Dan, this would be the sort of thing you wouldn't tell anyone about for that reason.
Do you tell any other people about this?
I've told a few family members and a couple of my friends, and they all sort of have a laugh at stuff. But the funniest thing I hear, like, a couple of my friends and that I've shown them, and they laugh and they go, oh, yeah, they're not real. I don't believe in them. But hey, guess what? I seen a UFO one day.
Yeah.
Or I don't believe that, but I've seen a ghost. And I'm like, so you believe in a ghost or a UFO, but you can't look at this photo and see it and actually acknowledge that it's a real living being, creature, or whatever you want to call it, in the photo. But you've seen a ghost, or you've seen a light in the sky that you couldn't explain. Like, people, the way people think these days, like, it's so hard to explain to people that there's more out there than what they know or they've seen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that really comes down to a couple of things. I think some people are scared to admit that these things could be real, or that they just aren't ready to accept that. Or it could just be the fact that, you know, they just genuinely have no interest, and, you know, they just want to carry on their everyday life, just thinking that everything is just fake and everything is just normal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. One of my friends, like, I had an argument with him one day about, I'm like, look, I wouldn't be putting myself out showing you these photos if it was a fake, or I didn't know that it was actually something there, worrying about what you think about me or that. Like, I'm going out of my way basically telling you, when you take your family and your kids out to the bush, just keep an eye out, because that's the main reason I come forward was I'm worried that someone's going to go missing or get hurt. And I'll have it in the back of my head, oh, I should have told someone about that, or, you know what I mean? Like, it could be the difference with someone being found or surviving than not saying anything, someone goes missing, that I've got that in my conscience for the rest of my life. Like, they'll sort of try and tell my family and my friends that I sort of know won't judge me too much, but it still happens. But, yeah, and once I said that, and they even said, like, look, because I can't think about that. But I don't want to think about that when I go out in the bush. Like, I can't have that mindset that I've got something that could be out here with me.
Yeah.
And that's most of people, either that or it's the, what they call it now, the cancel culture. Like, that's the other thing. Like, oh, that doesn't belong. That doesn't exist. We don't go, don't want to talk about that, or that's wrong, or blah, blah, blah. Like, the way the people are these days, like, it's either they've seen it in person or it's not real. Like, so hard to get through to people that there is stuff out there, and yeah, like, it frustrates me.
Mate, I absolutely understand the pain, and it's something that, you know, doing this podcast, I've learned that if people don't want to believe, they're not going to believe. And, you know, the best thing you can do is probably just not worry about the non-believers, because at the end of the day, you know, if it all comes out and everyone goes, yeah, I absolutely believe you, it doesn't change the encounter that you had.
Because,
you know, you will get people who will say, nah, it was absolute bullshit. What you encountered, you were making it up. It's all pretend. You were drunk, you were high, whatever. But, you know, they weren't there. They didn't feel the fear. They didn't feel the terror. They didn't feel that urgency that you had to get out of those locations each and every time. So, yeah. Personally, you know, they have absolutely no right to say your encounter was fake. But, you know, that's just the world. That's the world at the moment.
Yeah, that's it. Like I've said to a lot of people, like I've showed it, like I said about the dog bed or the big foot, that's just an eye in the bush. I said, look at that, and then look what I got. If that's not enough for people to open their eyes and go, wow, there's something out there, I don't think anything will. But, like, yeah, it's just, that's the main thing. That's the main reason I told people about it. And that is just, yeah, my conscience. I don't want people not knowing about this stuff. And going out, everyone loves going in the bush. Everyone loves going camping, even more so now, lockdowns, you can't go overseas and that. There's more and more people going in the bush and not knowing what's actually around them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's an absolute justice that you're doing there, because, like I said, not a lot of people come forward with dogman encounters. So, you know, I super appreciate the fact that you've decided to come on my show to share yours. And I guess in saying that there, John, I have an absolutely loaded question for you. But what do you think the dogman is?
I don't know. Hey, that's, like I said, before this happened, I thought it was made up. But it's just not like werewolves and stuff like that. Like, I used to laugh about, oh, yeah, whatever. Maybe it's a Bigfoot with a snout and that. When you look at my photo and, like, I've shown my missus, I've shown my aunties and all that, and I've had a few people say different things. Like missus, that person, when she said it, she said, it looks like a monkey sort of thing. And then an auntie say it looked like a pig or something like that. And when I look at it, I think of, like, a big German shepherd head, or even like a wolf. Like, and there's only been a few photos in the world, like the Underworld movies, they're werewolves. That's the sort of that's how I sort of compare it to something like that. Like, I don't know what it is, and the vibes I got from it, being stalked and the intimidation and that, I don't think it's friendly. Like, a lot of people say, oh, they're fine, they won't hurt you, or that, but all the indications I got from this, it was bad and shouldn't be around it. Like, if people haven't gone missing from it already, it's only a matter of time till they will. And that's scary. Like, yeah, so I can't even answer that. It's hard. I don't know. What do you think they are? Have you thought about them? Or
every time I think I have an idea about it, it gets changed, because I hear so many different things about them. But The one thing I definitely agree with you is that I don't think they're good. I don't think they're good, because every time I've heard something about a dog man, it always seems to be doing something maleficent, you know, doing something to stir trouble, to make people scared. And, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, that's potentially a demonic creature or something like that. And they may be right, you know. Like, I'm absolutely no expert when it comes to this, but, you know, that's a good as guess as anything else that's out there, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And I never thought about that sort of stuff before. That, if anyone knows Attila, all these documentaries and stuff he's done over the years, he's been involved with Yowie's, Dogman, paranormal, UFOs, all that stuff. And like the stuff that he's told me and that, and a lot of, you watch a lot of his shows and that, like there's a lot more out there than you think. So it could be anything. Like even people say like it's something to do, it could be extraterrestrial or something like that. Like there's no answer to it. Like, and I don't think it's the sort of thing you're just going to go in the bush and grab and take home so you can check it out and have a look. Like, it's going to get you if you get too close, I reckon.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.